Finance ministers from around the world are in Washington, D.C. this week for the spring meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The meetings will focus on the state of the world economy, but as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, the ministers will also have to grapple with a scandal involving the World Bank's president and his girlfriend.
When Paul Wolfowitz took over the helm of the World Bank in 2005, he created a personnel problem. A woman he'd been dating for years, Shaha Riza, already worked there. Bank rules say employees who are romantically linked can't supervise one another. So Riza got a new outside job at the U.S. State Department. She also got a promotion. World Bank expert Sebastian Malaby says the process raised red flags.
Most people, when they get that kind of promotion, there is a huge sort of committee process to review the candidate, to check on the suitability of the candidate. In this case, the promotion seems to have gone through rather unnaturally quickly.
Along with her new job came a big raise.
She received a percentage increase that was almost double the percentage increase that a person in her position was allowed.
Dylan Blaylock is a spokesman for a watchdog group called the Government Accountability Project.
A year later, it happened again. To this point, she's making $193,000.
Tax-free.
Tax-free.
He says the salary increase is a violation of bank rules. Riza now earns more than Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Even though Riza now works for a State Department-funded NGO, her salary is still being paid by the World Bank. Bank staffers were outraged when they learned what had happened. The employee association wrote a letter demanding an explanation, and the bank's board of directors said it would investigate. Wolfowitz has issued a statement accepting responsibility for, quote, the actions taken. But Dylan Blaylock says the furor has not subsided.
The atmosphere at the bank is, from all accounts that we've received, terrible.
Blaylock says Wolfowitz and his aides are furious.
He's going to investigate who are the people who are leaking this information to us and to the press.
Bank staffers say they fear a witch hunt. At the same time, some have been emboldened. They've flooded the bank's internal website with more allegations of wrongdoing and even calls for Mr. Wolfowitz to resign. The latest postings concern the salaries of two of Wolfowitz's aides, said to be earning what bank vice presidents typically get. World Bank expert Sebastian Malaby says this scandal is serious.
The danger is that this issue is going to weaken the leadership of a leader of the World Bank who is already weak, who was weak in terms of having rocky relationships with some major borrowers like India, weak in terms of relationships with some major shareholders like Britain, and weak in terms of his relationship with the staff.
The World Bank did not respond to repeated NPR requests for comment. Critics point to what they view as an embarrassing irony. One of Wolfowitz's top priorities has been to root out corruption and investigate allegations of impropriety among bank staff. One former bank official said, quote, Paul built a glass house, and now he's thrown a brick through it. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.